darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness.
Darkness, Christmas time is here.
Darkness, yes. Yes, we're putting in all that coal in your stockings, your darkness stockings.
That dark void.
Here come Darky Claus, here come Darky Claus, darkness the way. Here come Cody, come well, Cody, coming in the hallway. Oh, then there's Eric.
He's ruined it, man. He's ruined it. Yeah. I had the Christmas spirit, and you just fucked it all up. You asshole.
In the P1's version with him and Bill Cosby.
Oh, God.
I really must go, but it's darkness outside. What you put in my drink? There's darkness outside.
Sounds about right.
Yes, the darkness is here for the holidays.
Yes, indeed, man. Year is coming to an end, man. Went by so quick, so fast.
And then we got one more episode before the last darkness of the year.
That's right, man. That is right. Wow, man. I've been doing this for a year now. That's nuts.
Yeah, crazy. And we haven't killed each other yet.
No, we haven't. Just yet.
Ourselves.
I've come close many times. Many times. Yeah. But surprisingly, yeah. I have not cut your throat just yet, CJ.
Well, there we go. Here, we should toast to another year of darknesses.
Yes, we should. I'm drinking some wine right now, so I would toast to that.
All right, I'm drinking a Strongbow right now, okay. Honey apple cider.
Right on.
Here's a toast to darkness.
Yes, taste the taste, people.
So this whole, man, I thought my whole festive season was going to be ruined. Because we got a lovely illustration from that great Craig.
Oh, man, how good is that, man? How good is that fucking picture, dude?
Oh, my God. It's okay. It's okay. It could be a little better, Craig.
No, that's the best part, Craig.
Bullshit baby up in there.
Oh, that's the best part, man. Little Gloriel at the center.
Oh, my Lord. Like, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this, that picture. Oh. Like, it was like 4 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. Something was like, there was a disturbance in the force, man. I'm telling you. And I woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning, see Wayne post the picture. And those you guys don't know, if you're not friends with us on Facebook, I don't know, P1 puts it on the site or whatever. Craig Thomas. Craig, he drew a season greeting from the movie Spoilers and the Darkness podcast, the kicking the ass and everybody. So everybody's in there. You got Luke being Thor. You know, I guess we're attacking Santa and beating him up.
You're attacking Santa and his elves and his reindeer.
Yeah, you got Wayne raping Santa, about to hold him down, do some Bill Cosby to him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Wayne
is the Hulk.
He is. He's holding him down at the Hulk.
Yes.
He got to give him some Zuba the Bop and his pudding pop. Then you got the mighty Cody, like, decapitating an elf with a shield.
I actually cut it in half. I'm decapitated.
Okay, cut it in half, yeah, decapitate, you know, whatever.
Badass.
Yeah, it's in half. Some semantics. You got P1, the mighty P1, in his Iron Man suit, shooting the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of funny. Then you got just Sammy. She looked like she's doing her Snapchat with her ass all in the photo.
I don't know, but she's like, if you look closely, there's like a head with a hole in his head, elf with a hole in his head.
Sure.
At the bottom. So yeah.
Nah, nobody sees that. Definitely nobody sees that. I don't know what she's trying to prove. She can't even take a regular picture. She can't do it. Even if somebody draws it.
Oh boy.
She got to have all that out there. Yes, but yes, people, she is shooting the elf in the head, man, or one of her exes.
Yeah, the greatest part of that picture, man.
No.
The centerpiece. No. Little old Gloriel.
I don't know what that is. That's some kind of black nativity. That Infinity Gem gonna be hidden, put in the place where no one will find it.
Oh man, that's the final one, man. It's the last piece down of the gauntlet.
Oh, I know. You got me as Nick Fury looking over this photo. If y'all see this photo, it looked like I'm wondering, like, what the hell I'm gonna do with this.
Oh, it's so perfect, man. It is so fucking perfect.
I got this look of like, I need to get rid of this somehow. Can I drop it with some ice giants or something? Maybe they can raise it.
So yeah, it's like an accurate representation. You're like, yo, what the hell do I do with this? I don't want this.
This, I saw that picture. Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, this looks badass. And I just get to that picture in the middle.
Like, you look at everything else, you're like, oh man, look at the artwork here. Look at the drawing, the shade, all that. You get to the middle, like, oh, yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
I tell you, man, I felt just like the pitcher, just with my hands at the side, like, what are we going to do about this problem?
Leave. Like you did 4 years ago.
Maybe like Santa, like maybe I hire Santa to like to get this baby out of here, and then you guys start, you know, kill it, and now I'm stuck again.
I can't kill that baby, man. It's probably that gauntlet. You can't just get rid of that so easily, man. Here to stay. Here to stay, CJ.
Golly, this Black Nativity is good Lord. Terrible.
Terrible. Oh, man, that was a nice little piece to wake up to, though. That was awesome. That was certainly awesome. Hey, man, I remember man Craig, dude. Keep stepping his game up. Keep stepping his fucking game up, dude. That guy is awesome.
For you, Craig. Just watch how you draw on this stuff next time. Yeah.
Oh, man, but, yeah. How was your weekend, man?
Oh man, my weekend, you know, getting ready for this wonderful this holiday, so working and everything, and getting ready to talk to what's his name, P1, so we can record this darkness of the Hobbits. So.
Oh, so you guys still gonna start recording for that? That's still happening.
Yeah, that's still happening.
Okay.
That is still
happening. I'm going to say you should do it right here. Since it is that is the movie that spawned on this podcast itself.
I should do it right here, man.
That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll do it right now anyway. I saw that stupid movie, The Hobbit, The Hobbit 3.
Oh, that stupid piece of shit.
You know, I was more upset that this ended up not being as bad as the others.
Mm-hmm.
It's still bad. Don't get me wrong. It's still bad. Pretty. It's still pretty freaking bad, man. The only difference is, like, this is just... The only thing that made me happy about it was it made other Hobbit fans more depressed watching it. Because it was a depressing film, and they felt bad watching it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only glimmer of hope that I got from this movie, that, like, other people were depressed watching this movie.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, I like... this trilogy. I'm not the biggest fan of it, obviously. Yeah, there's plenty of fucking flaws, but somehow I still find them enjoyable to an extent. Yeah. Even this last one, man, it's weird. I actually think this is probably the best of the three, only because, yeah. I'm going to say that because I think it has the best pace, and then you get straight to the fucking point. And having said that, though, I'm still wondering, wow, this movie is called The Hobbit. Yet, this son of a bitch is barely in the goddamn movie, and he has, like, zero to no impact. When you think about it.
None.
Of things, he has, like, no impact at all.
He's just running back and forth, you know, like, hey, here's some jewelry to trick the elf to come out. Or, hey, should we hide here? And, hey, I'm going to get knocked out over there. So, yeah.
And then one thing about this trilogy, as opposed to the previous one, the Lord of the Rings trilogy... of course, that one had CGI, but it also had a lot of practical stuff in it. In that, this shit, man, I was like, my God, everything is fucking CG. Everything, even Thorin's cousin, that dwarf, he was pretty much CG. Like, I was like, okay, why the hell is he CG? Why? Why did you need to make him CG? That makes no fucking sense. Why are the orcs CG? Like, there was this one shot. I don't know if you've noticed the CG. Remember when the elves come to wherever that dwarven kingdom is? They're outside, and you notice. Every single elf has the same exact face.
Right.
I was like, wow, that is pretty fucking lazy. For a movie that's been in the works for the past 3.5 years, there's no excuse for that. None. And on top of that, some of the relationships, like between like Bilbo and Thorin and what is it, Chick from Lost, and the handsome elf, I mean the handsome dwarf.
Yeah,
I felt no impact from any of that. That shit was so rushed. It didn't have any build up for that. Like when they,
I mean, why? Yeah, why have any build up? I mean, she liked his elf because he gave her a ride.
Right, they hung out for like what, a week maybe? Not even that.
In prison?
Yeah, in prison, like a day or two.
Did she write him like some kind of jail story or something, or did some kind of condo visits?
And then she just falls like head over heels for him. Like, okay, that's not how shit works, man. I get this is fantasy.
Right.
Come on, man. Then he had that shitty fucking line, shitty ass. It was one of the worst lines I've heard all year. Is this love? Because if this is what love, true love is, I don't want it. It hurts.
And then
the dude says, "That's how you know it was real." I was like, "Are you gotta be fucking kidding me? They just said that."
Should have said, "That's how you know it's bullshit."
That was the absolute worst, man. All the character stuff in here is not good whatsoever. I'm sorry, it's just not.
I don't understand why Legolas and the girl ran all the way to like another part of the field to find some war bats.
Oh, that, yeah. Those goddamn eagles again. Come out of nowhere. Yeah. Save the day.
Yeah. And I'm too busy in the movie distracted. I'm like, all right, they called the five armies. So there's one.
They're like four and a half. I don't know. Two. Five of them.
Right, I'm three. Should they count as one because they all together fighting? So really, like, two armies. You know, and then why they all fighting right now? Right. This is stupid.
You got fucking Legolas at the end hopping the blocks like Super Mario. You saw that shit, right?
Yeah, you know.
I thought a manhole cover was going to come out somewhere. Some of those pipes.
I mean, he was definitely like, no, it was no point looking at him because he was just out there posing, doing his little shots.
I think he's cool, man. I think he's probably the best I've ever seen Orlando Bloom. I usually hate that fucking guy. But some of this shit, I'm like, okay, you need to calm down with this. It is a little bit too cool for my taste. A little bit too bad. He was a badass in the previous trilogy, but some of the shit he pulled off in here, I'm like, oh, whoa, where the hell is this coming from? Why can't he do this in Lord of the Rings trilogy? That's kind of odd.
Now, some of the wars that they had, you know, the war fights were pretty good. Oh, you know, it was enough to keep you entertained. It wasn't boring.
What? Yeah, like the movie wasn't boring. The movie was at a fast clip. That's the thing. That's what I give it. I give it props for that.
Yeah. Like when you got, like, the eagle, like you mentioned, the eagle dropping bear bombs.
Yeah, that bear from, what was it, the first movie?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. It's awesome. You know, maybe like the little parents in here. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that thing. Yeah, okay, cool, I guess.
You know, God, that movie, man, it was just...
Yeah.
And then you had this whole thing with Thorin getting crazy and, you know, in his mind about they betraying him and this is his gold and he's betraying everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you had that scene out of nowhere where he just walks into, like, the pool of gold and then he gets swallowed by it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now the whole dragon sickness thing, which was a bit too similar to the sickness from that you get from the ring that we saw in the previous trilogy.
Right.
Yeah, parallel. I don't know if it's that way in the book. I was like, oh.
And they didn't even destroy it. They didn't even, like, do anything about it. Like, what happened to that jewel? Is it still... Because, obviously, the Elf King, he had it. He was the last person with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so... that brings me to another point. The Smaug, the opening sequence. But I thought it was pretty cool. But I thought that, man, that really had no impact. That should have much more impact. You should have put this at the end of that last movie. This trilogy should have really been two movies at the most, which is what most people say.
Yeah. I mean, what was it, like 5 minutes more?
Yeah, just about, probably 10, like, yeah, no more than 5-7 minutes, yeah. So I don't know why. This makes it so puzzling, man. So puzzling.
Very puzzling. Yeah. I mean, especially how they killed him.
Oh, yeah, how he was taking his sweet time talking shit to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, and then you got to use his son. If I was his son, I'm like, Dad, can I look at the dragon when you kill it?
I got to look at you. Yeah, he could turn the other way.
Oh, you're going to try to hit me. Oh,
man.
I'm going to talk to you for a long time.
Oh, man, Peter Jackson, man.
And then the fool have the nerve to come out in the newspaper. And I'm pretty sure you got this as a story.
No, I actually don't, but I know what you're talking about, though.
this fool comes out and say like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna talk about biggest superhero movies. I am no, not me, not I. Like, shut up,
bitch.
Shit. Yeah. And people talking about like he's a good actor. I mean, a good director and all that other stuff. I'm like, I haven't seen one Peter Jackson movie.
I think he was at one point. Just like I thought.
What was that?
Like I said, man, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That's one of my favorite trilogies, man. I ain't gonna lie about that. Yeah, fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you say. I love that goddamn trilogy.
Or enjoy your camp.
Fuck you and your camping critique, man. It was fucking awesome. Anyway, but yeah, man, his problem, man. He's just turning everything into a fucking epic when it doesn't need to be.
Well, look, now it's over. So does he have the capability? Like that, whatever movie he does now, he really gonna be judged about it.
Yeah, you think it's over, CJ?
What, the Lord of the Rings?
You think it's over?
They can't pull out nothing else.
Man, if they had that book, The Silmarillion, don't forget about that.
The hell is a Silmarillion?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if that place for The Hobbit or what. I'm not too well versed with the Middle Earth mythology, but I know that is another story.
One thing I forgave this movie because they actually had a black person in the background. I saw two.
I didn't see that. I saw the Asian woman. I saw that.
I saw the Asian woman too.
I was like, wow, finally some multicultural.
There was a brother in there. He was in there for like 3 seconds in the corner.
I did not see that. Honestly, that's the first.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
Finally, a black guy's not an orc. Awesome.
So the final. The Hobbit 3, I'm just more upset that it didn't give me too much rage, but it could have been a lot worse. It could have been like number 2.
I definitely think number 2
is the worst.
Yeah, I agree with you.
At least the first one is kind of whimsical. Like if I was like you, Cody, you know, all into the whole camping and being gay about
camping or being gay,
I would have enjoyed it a lot better, but you know.
Oh man, there's a great movie in here, great set of movies in this 9-hour almost extravaganza, man. It's unfortunate, dude. It's really unfortunate that Peter Jackson thought he had to put all this extra fanfic shit in there. But I don't know, man.
You saw it, and then a lot of these Lord of the Rings people, they are so forgiving. I mean, some of them I heard complain about it, but.
I think it's split down the line. I think it's 50-50. I don't think there's a huge bias one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can certainly tell you this. This is nowhere near as bad as the fucking Star Wars prequel trilogy. I can tell you that right now. I can see the comparisons, but this is head and shoulders above that bullshit.
Well, at least there was no camping in episode 1.
Oh,
two,
Jesus
three.
Christ.
I'm just saying. Really don't. They got technology and they had black
people. Don't take that shit in the positive light. Don't even try.
I'm just saying, if you like your racism from an old man that wrote a book, fine.
God. Racism.
I'm just saying, you know, George Lucas helped black people.
Fuck's sake.
How many times have Tolkien helped him? None.
Just because he loves black
people, he made him an oak.
He likes black people, CJ. Or tries to help him and make him progress. Don't get that twisted, CJ.
He adopted a bunch of black
people. I don't give a shit. That motherfucker made Jar Jar one of the worst, most offensive characters in the history of all of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That cannot be forgotten or be forgiven.
Well, you know what? At least there's representation.
Oh, fuck you. At least there's representation. Man, up! You son of a bitch.
Oh. So here's to you, Peter Jackson.
Yes.
Please be done with this Lord of the Rings crap. All of it.
I have a feeling he's not done, man. I don't know. I just get that itch. Something in the back of my head.
You want that itch.
I honestly have a feeling, man. I don't know. I just have a feeling. That's all I'm saying, CJ.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, and there's a shout-out also go to Throne Bird, Samantha.
Miss Brown.
Yeah, she had a tweet go on. She had a tweet rant.
A tweet rant.
A tweet rant.
I didn't hear about this. What was this all about?
Oh, you didn't see a rant?
I did not.
You gotta be flirting and sending
nobody's
dick pics
flirting
back
and
forth.
Gotta say this shit.
You don't even pay attention. See, she wants you to stop objectifying her, Cody.
What the fuck are you? I don't want to objectify.
If you looked at it as a human being, you would have known about this brand.
Pretty sure I look at everybody as a human being, but all
right. I'm pretty sure you don't treat her.
I treat everybody as a human being unless they're complete assholes.
Cody, you know what? Go back to beating your women.
Whoa, like what the fuck?
That's just known to do.
Where in the fuck did this come from? Wait, what? Beating women, okay. I'm sorry. I don't abandon women like you fucking dick.
Hey. At least I don't beat them.
Okay, where in the fuck did this come from, CJ?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Shut the fuck up.
But no. So yeah, she's been on her Twitter and stuff like that. So if anything that you guys have heard said about Brent Brown on her Twitters or her Snapchats, they are all fictional. So if you can't tell the difference that they're fictional or not.
What happened on Twitter, man? I don't follow Twitter too much, so.
I mean, not Twitter. Snapchat. That's not the same thing to me.
There's a big fucking difference, CJ.
Really?
Yes, really.
How? You get people putting their opinions out there.
Snapchat is a simple fucking picture service. You send it like a silly message. Or two.
I don't understand you and your PewDiePies and all this stuff. What is
that
going
is
on?
A goddamn YouTube channel, CJ. They're all different. What the fuck are you going to do that for?
Okay. All right, one day I'll understand you. I'll understand you as my co-host.
Yeah, so I'm interested what this rant's all about, man. I didn't hear about this. What happened?
Oh, no. I think she had somebody on her Snapchat that listened to the show that thought that...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she don't get down for real.
No, it's all jokes. Yeah. It's all jokes and fun.
I mean, unless she got some money, but I kid. Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, you fucking scumbag.
Also, two people, you guys got to listen to Fired Up, Wayne the P1 new show.
Oh, boy. Did you listen to the previous episode, CJ? This past one?
They were talking about doing
You're going to talk about Jordan? Not only Jordan. Yeah, we don't want to know about Jordan. Fuck him. I never met the guy, but fuck him. Wayne also had a lot to say about me, CJ. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, yeah.
See, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I invent this coming up.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, see.
You know he can't cheat, but he got to cheat by trying to watch his latest episode of, Honest Trailers.
Oh, yeah, you know he is.
He's going to try to watch that Honest Trailer and try to back up his sentiments.
Exactly.
But, yeah, man. Go ahead and tell us about this.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't remember the exact specific details, but obviously Wayne always talking shit. He's talking about how he's going to grill me, put me into the fucking dirt. I have no fucking chance. Or we have no fucking chance.
Are we?
Yeah. Okay. People. Fucking Shredder. I'm going to say this one more time. Shredder. The Ninja Turtles villain. He is fucking backing him up. CJ, do you realize what he's doing? Shredder.
Right.
Shredder, CJ. And who are we backing, CJ? Dr. fucking Doom. One of the biggest villains. The biggest villains of all time. You wouldn't know that from the movies, I give you that. But fuck the movies. I ain't talking about the goddamn movies. I'm talking about the source material, the comic book, CJ, which spawned all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, I got a little speech I want to make, CJ. But do you have anything to say, CJ, about this?
I feel like we're about to, if we had the budget, we could do like an episode of one of those, rap battles. Oh, we could probably do a rap battle in history or a, or what you call it? What's the other show? The other internet show where the people fight with one another? Fight, celebrity fights, or not celebrity fights. Death battles. Yeah, you can do a death battle with this. Mm-hmm. You got Dr. Doom versus Shredder?
Okay, you know what? I would like to see that.
I mean, we got to get all the information.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I will be researching my ass off. I know Wayne is doing his research, and I'm doing my research on that bitch-ass villain. Oh, it's going down, CJ. It's going fucking down. I hope you're doing your research too, CJ.
Oh, you know I am.
Okay. You better be that motherfucker. Right? This is not in the wire, man. It's fucking game
time. Yeah, people. So, yeah, you're going out there and one saying that we should be more upset about Shredder than we should be about Dr. Doom, I guess. That's one of the things. The way Shredder was portrayed in the Ninja Turtles. Which,
a movie Wayne hasn't seen yet, mind you.
Yeah.
Still hasn't fucking seen.
A movie that he hasn't seen, so that he should be disqualified on that.
Right. On yeah, you're talking about disqualifying people. Yes, disqualify his ass. Fucking asshole.
Another thing is, so that Wayne just, yeah, because we say, like, look, Dr. Doom is a badass. He's been one of the best badass who.
Goddamn right.
Pretty much who's in the Marvel world, but that's neither here nor there. Now, we'll talk about that later on our episode where we attack, you know, we're going to attack the ass versus the darkness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Wayne lost his mind.
He lost his fucking mind. He has no idea what he has done. He has no fucking clue. No fucking clue.
He was crazy to challenge us about logic. We got logic.
This is all basic fucking logic. End of the day. All of this. The fucking third grader can know this shit. Logic, man. Logic. Anyway, you know what, people? Let me make my little speech right now. Hold on, let me get my music right now. People, this coming New Year's, a war is coming. People, Darkios, spoiling bastards, whoever else might be listening to this shit, I ask you, I compel you. No, I encourage you to do the right thing and vote. Make the right choice. No, the only choice. And log on to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com and vote for the darkness and hashtag Team Doom. I'm not going to lie to you people. This coming New Year's Eve, friendships might be broken. Blood will be shed. Lives will be lost. So I ask you, CJ. Yes, you, CJ. I ask you, the people listening. Yeah, you right there. I'm talking to you. Do not be left in the dust of this sure to be slaughtered. Please do not abandon me like TJ abandoned his child all those years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Allegedly?
No, not allegedly. That is the truth. Those sons of bitches from the land down under, they will face their ultimate doom this coming holiday. And I know nobody wants a part of that. Not even fucking them. They think they do, but they fucking don't. So people, be logical and represent Team Doom. At the end of the day, when it comes to the big villain like Dr. Doom, it's some fucking glorified grunt like Shredder? There's only one choice, people. Team Doom. Thank you. All right. Got that out of my system.
You silly. Oh, y'all silly. You're silly, Wayne, for even making us argue with you about
this. Oh, man, this is silly as shit, because, granted, just... Who's facing off against each other, man? But boy, am I gonna have fun with this shit. I'm loving every part of this. Every fucking part of this.
He did gotta see the movie for him to just talk crazy.
He gonna talk crazy the other way. No, he is. Son of a bitch.
But anyway, about my weekend as well, too. You know, my 2014 is pretty much like the end of shows for me, man. It's the end of things that I hold dear, things that I really enjoy. You know, first Naruto ended, mm-hmm. The manga ended. I mean, something that I was into for at least 14 years of my life is gone.
Damn.
Not gonna get back. I mean, granted, you're gonna have some spinoff shows about his kids and everything like that, mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. And then, now, there's another show ended this past week. The Legend of Korra, Avatar. And I got to do some recording with Samantha Stormbird and Paul from The Projectionist. We got to record, do our final reviews on that. I don't know if you've seen The Legend of Korra.
No, I'm not too hip to that Avatar Legend of Korra shit. So. All
right, well, I'm not going to bore you with the everything that happened in Legend of Korra. But one thing that you may be interested in is at the end of the final episode, and this is a spoiler, so people who haven't seen The Legend of Korra or plan on seeing it, you know, oh well, I'm about to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
They ended it with the main character, Korra, being a female, getting a girlfriend at the end.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, on Nickelodeon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing was, Nickelodeon had it on the internet, so they couldn't show it on, they didn't show it on television.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Was this part of the reason why they took it off the air and decided to release it online only?
You know what? Nobody would know.
Wow, man, I wonder, I fucking wonder if they thought they were going to come under heat. Wow, man, yeah. This is very interesting. Okay.
Now, granted, it didn't just hop to the gateness, you know. If you was actually paying attention, you would have saw, like, even I saw that watching the show. Granted, the girl that she ended up with, I kind of liked her.
Uh-huh.
Korra, you know, I kind of wish I would have. She had her own business.
Mm-hmm.
She had her own company and everything. She was awesome. But no, you saw hints of it. You saw hints of their love between each other. Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, so now Korra, you know, she's she bends both ways. So she's a bender.
Yeah, she is.
And I knew when this season 4 came up and she had short hair, I was like, oh, there she go. They gave her short hair.
Wow, man. Yeah, that is pretty fucking. Yeah, it is pretty risque for Nickelodeon. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, how many other shows out there have you seen? They, you know, especially kids shows, or not supposedly kids shows, end with a scene like that, you know, with two male gay characters, or something shocking. I mean, the last time I remember that for, what was that movie? Paranorman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah. That's right.
Paranorman.
Yeah, we see Paranorman. They didn't get away with that shit. That's a mainstream studio that did that, you know, and then that stop motion animated, so obviously it doesn't have, like, a huge audience, not like something like Nickelodeon, Legend of Korra. So, wow, man, I'm actually very glad they did something like that, though. That's fucking awesome.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by you.
Why are you surprised by that?
Aren't you the one who was advocating the whole Frozen with being gay propaganda?
I have never even talked about Frozen. I never even seen Frozen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord.
What are you talking about?
You talked about how Frozen had a gay agenda.
What? That clearly wasn't me. I've never seen Frozen.
Okay, if that wasn't you, I am so happy that you have came around now.
I am all for gay rights, man. I am a progressive motherfucker. Hey.
I think you even said that this episode of Korra was pretty gay at the end. Intolerant of
you. Fuck you, CJ. My God, man. I can't believe how many bullshit accusations you've spawned on me these past few weeks, man. I fucking love it, man. It's amazing.
Yeah. But, I'm going to play this little indie clip, and I'll tell you where to join me in so we don't have to watch all of it.
Right on.
I send you the link for The Legend of Korra, and if you get the link that I sent you, you shall see that.
Legend of Korra.
And Wayne, go ahead and edit this out. But go ahead, Cody, and get to like minute 10,
mm-hmm.
Minute 1:10 seconds.
All right, pull this up.
And when you get to that, let me know, and I'm about to play this out loud.
Excuse me, Tenzin. Varric is looking for you. Something about wanting to borrow a glider suit to fly off the tower?
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Want to sit with me for a minute? I'm not ready to get back to the party just yet. I don't think I ever really apologized. For what? For being gone all that time. For not coming back sooner. You don't need to apologize for anything. I'm just so happy you're here now. I don't think I could have handled losing you and my father in the same day. I am so sorry about what happened. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I was able to forgive him.
Oh, yeah, forgive her.
So, what now? Back to the dance floor? I'm kind of all danced out. Honestly, after everything that's happened the past few months, I could use a vacation. Let's do it. Let's go on a vacation, just the two of us. Anywhere you want. Really? Okay. I've always wanted to see what the spirit world's like. Sounds perfect.
She wants to see that spirit world between the legs. I've seen my spirit world, but I haven't seen yours. If you know what I mean.
At least they're spirits, girl.
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
Holding hands and then they look at each other. Now, how can you see that? Now, granted, there was a whole controversy this past weekend, too, because people were like, oh, no, they're just friends. They're not in love at that point. And I'm like, anybody knows when you see something like that, you're like, okay, they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
They are in love. And then guess what? The writer comes out and he says that, like, yeah, they become a couple.
Oh, so it's confirmed. Okay.
Oh, man, it would confirm that.
Well, yeah, I got that from.
You know, it's like for people to deny it. Like, why would he even leave it that? I hate when people try to like say they left it to your imagination. Right. I'm like, whatever.
Wow, man! No, kudos to the writers, man. I think this is fucking awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of reason want to watch it, man. Not gonna lie.
There you go. See, you turn all that gay hatred that you had back over.
Fuck you, man.
But anyway, people. Look, so yeah, that's The Legend of Korra. That's one of the shows that ended this year that I'm sad about. So, I don't know. I mean, do you have anything in the docket, my friend?
Oh, I got a few things, CJ. Some things I want your opinion on.
Okay.
I got a little news buff, little news tick right here. This just came out today, actually, CJ. I don't know if you are you a Star Trek fan at all?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. How far back a Star Trek fan are you? Like the original movies, the original motion picture, Wrath-A-Khan, all that good stuff?
Pretty much Generations.
Generations. Oh, okay.
I dabbled in the original stuff, but I like Generations. I kind of lost it with the old stuff when I saw the one with the whales. I didn't understand that too much. I'm like, but why are they going back in time to catch some whales? You know?
Now, me, myself, I've never been a huge Star Trek fan. Honestly, my first exposure to it was the 2009 J.J. Abrams reboot.
I
thought that movie, I was like, okay, this is pretty badass. I dig Star Trek. Never thought I would say that, but hey, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to the sequel and all that. And then the sequel came out, and obviously I saw the Wrath of Khan before this sequel came out. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have. I don't know. But yeah, that sequel, yeah, has some bullshit.
What? Wasn't it?
Completely derivative. And I'm sure you would agree.
Of course.
Yeah. So yeah, and then the news came out that J.J. Abrams, apparently he wasn't even really a Star Trek fan to begin with. Like, this is just like testing waters for his eventual Star Wars job. I'm like, wow, okay, watching this sequel, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, he didn't agree with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave it to him because I had to sit through that.
Right.
The bath, especially that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing Wayne attacks the first movie. But then go ahead and praises the second movie. I mean, praises.
Oh, God, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Jesus Christ, Wayne. Jesus fucking Christ, the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway. So, yeah, of course, J.J. Abrams, he's not doing Star Trek 3, obviously, because he's doing Star Wars. So they had these names for these directors that who could possibly take over the franchise. And originally, Roberto Orci, I don't know if you know who he is, that guy is a fucking hack. I don't care what anybody
right.
says. He's usually paired up with Alex Kurtzman. They separated recently as a writing team to go their own.
But buddy.
Yeah, but whatever you want to call him. Fine.
And you need gay slurs. You got to stop. Oh, Cody, what you can do.
Excuse my homophobic ass. Anyway. So, yeah, Roberto Orci, he was originally supposed to take on this franchise, take the reins from J.J. Abrams. He was attached to her for a few months, actually. I was not liking any bit of that, especially coming off the last movie. I was like, damn, they really don't give a fuck about Star Wars anymore. I mean, Star Trek. Trek anymore. Come on, Paramount, get with it. But no, we're about to Orchie. He left. Gone. So who's going to take the mantle now? I had a few names out there that I liked. They had Rupert Wyatt. What other names did they have out there? I think they had... Was Ryan Johnson? No, not Ryan Johnson. I don't know. I can't remember the rest of the names. Anyway, Rupert Wyatt was one of the front... the leaders of the pack up for the job, I believe. And I believe, I think David Yates was up for it at one point. But a name that was completely off the list actually got the fucking job. And this name does not fill me with any confidence whatsoever. That name would be Justin Lin.
Oh.
The guy who directs those wondrous, fantastic... Not fantastic. I would say Fantastic Four. Goddamn. I got Doom in the brain.
I know you got Doom in the brain.
I mean, Fast and Furious films. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That guy. Justin Lin, who is also directing the first two episodes of True Detective. Why? I don't fucking know. But anyway, yeah. Star Trek fans, that's your new guy. Rejoice.
What they going to be? What they going to be like, yo, bro, let's keep going.
I don't think he does anything particularly well. Like everything from those Fast and Furious films, I don't get excited off of. I like none of those movies pretty much. I think I enjoyed the fifth one the most. Has more to do with The Rock being in it more than anything else. And all the other ones I could give a fuck about really. And so him coming back to the Star Trek franchise that started out so promising with that reboot or prequel, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So promising. And now it's just like, oh boy, is this just some of the cash grab action film? Like, this is what this franchise turned into? I'm like, oh god, I think that's the way it's becoming, man. That's what it looks like. It's very unfortunate, man. It's very unfortunate. Cause I had a lot of hope for this franchise. But, doesn't seem to be that way. So, I don't know. What do you think about that, CJ?
I mean, they're gonna have win. It's gonna be none of bro. It's gonna be bro track. Like, yo, bro. Let me get this alien chick over here, bro. Yeah, bro. I don't know. I don't know what he had to do different.
Yeah.
You know what? He's not going to do anything to make us enjoy Star Trek anymore. I mean, J.J. Abrams dropped the ball on me anyway, so.
Right.
I guess it's going to be nothing but, like, just going downhill. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was like, damn, like this is really. Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody else more imaginative than this guy. Hey, there is nothing creative about this dude. I'm sorry, I don't.
I'm gonna see like Star Trek ships drifting in space.
Drift, yeah, that's exactly what I gotta do.
Drift. He was drifting in space.
Drifting,
like you know, lean to the left.
I had that nitrous,
very slowly.
I had that nitrous oxide button on the fucking ship, whatever that fucking ship is called. Can't wait for that. yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe that makes people excited because a lot of people do love those Fast and Furious films, and I think Justin Lin does indeed have an eye for action. I don't fucking see it, especially after watching stuff like The Raid and any other Captain America even. I'm like, wow. So, okay, I guess, man. I guess this is your fucking guy. Who knows, man? Maybe he'll prove me wrong. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. We'll find out in, what, a year and a half? Comes out July 2016.
What?
July 8th, July 6th, something like that.
Are you really working on something that soon?
Yeah. Yep. The fast track in this one, because it took a while for that last one to come out. It took about 4 years, I think. And I don't know if that one had the biggest, as big a return as the 2009 one did. But I could be wrong. But I don't know, man. I could give a fuck about this franchise anymore, so... But I thought I'd just bring that up since you're such a huge Star Trek fan, CJ. So.
Well, I guess I'm not going to be a fan of this anymore. Thank you, Cody, for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
So, well, so you brought up something. I'll go ahead.
Please do. Please do.
So what about, I still haven't heard about P1 and how he's handling this whole Sony stuff. I mean, I got his social security number. Oh. His paycheck information.
You know, still on this Sony shit, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, now rumor has it they're supposed to be releasing the interview this week.
Yeah, limited theaters, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I was talking to Papa Bear the other day. Mm-hmm. about this, and him and I were going back and forth, but I think we are on solid ground with this whole Korea thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him how I felt. Like, I felt, as an American and as a man, for someone to tell me that I can't watch something stupid, it's just, I can't handle that. Because it takes me all the way back to, and I told him that when Mama Bear was banning me from watching Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She banned me, man.
Banned you from watching The Simpsons. Wow.
That could have been worse, because I talked to a girl today who was banned from watching Rugrats growing up.
What?
Yes.
How the fuck does that work?
I really don't know. So, yeah, so she was banned, so I'm grateful that Mama Bear wasn't that restricted.
God but, damn.
Well, yeah, like, that kind of stuff messed with me all the way until today, like, until, you know, realizing that I couldn't watch something because it was offended or it would hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. or just telling me that I can't watch it. Like, why?
Right.
Especially comedy. Like, I love comedies.
Of course.
And if a comedy is crazy and, you know, if it's offensive, but it's trying to say something, or it's just offensive, just trying to be stupid funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like comedy. If it's just stupid, just to be stupid, then I'm not going to watch it again. That's easy as that.
Of course.
And then, you know, I'm upset at the Koreans for making it a bigger issue than it didn't even need to be.
Yeah.
You know, I know you didn't listen to Corey. I mean, if you heard, Corey had a discussion about, he talked about it with his girlfriend who's from Turkey.
That's right, yep.
And she was like, oh, you American, y'all think y'all can do this and that and the other. I'm like, yes! Why not? Like, what make everything sacred? Nothing should be sacred at all. I mean, is there anything you feel that should be sacred?
Yeah, your parents shredded to Dr. Doom, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing should be sacred. So, it just offended me on, like, an emotion, because knowing that I was banned, I had to wait till Mama Bear went to sleep at 4:00 in the morning just to wake up early to catch the reruns of South Park on Wednesday.
See, now that makes sense. Like, I remember I was a little young tyke. I got banned from watching South Park.
Yeah. You know, well, Papa Bear, Daddy Bear, I don't know. I remember going when I went over his house because they were divorced, and this is the best thing about divorced parents. You know, I go in over his house, and we watched Mad TV.
Oh, wow, man. Getting close to home.
You know,
right
now Mad TV isn't a kids bop or anything like that.
No.
It's pretty rated, crazy. It's
from older audiences, yeah.
Yeah. So, but he always watched the shows with me. And then after the show was over, he talked to me about it, you know. So he gave me that choice. And I remember now one day, I remember he gave me the choice to watch, what you call it, to watch the South Park, the movie. I had a chance, man.
He had a chance.
I had a chance. And he gave me the opportunity. I thought he was just punking me.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't. He was giving me the chance. And the only thing that I didn't watch it, I didn't pick it because I was afraid that if Mama Bear asked me what that I would watch, I knew that I wasn't strong enough in my conviction to tell her, you know, make up something or just tell her straight out.
You little bitch.
I didn't want her to get mad at my dad. I didn't want an argument. I didn't want none of that. So I picked Wild Wild West.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You would.
But, you know, I picked the great, the lesser of two evils. You know, it's like either I see the movie.
Was it really, CJ? Was it really?
It really, yeah. Cause Mama Bear, man, she started questioning me about stuff. I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to talk to her and explain to her. And then she got to yell at my dad, and my dad's upset, and everybody's upset.
Shit, I think it would have been worth it, man, just for you to avoid the fucking Wild Wild West. I think it would have been worth an ass beating.
Okay, well, I'm glad you think that. Well, thank you. Let's go back in time and tell 13-year-old Jonathan that.
13 years old?
Yeah.
You were 13 years old? You couldn't make a choice between South Park and Wild Wild West? You kidding me?
We didn't have the internet back then. We didn't have Spill.
DJ, come on, man. I got to give you shit for that one, man. There's no fucking...
What do you mean you got to give me shit? 13? You didn't even know if we were going to be bad or not when you were young.
Come on, man.
Look, man, you see a black cowboy and a spider?
I think you're old enough to make at least your own choice between the fucking entertainment you watch.
Let me see
at least. And it's not like you're watching, like, fucking BDSM or porn or some shit. You know? God damn, CJ. 13!
Yeah, 13, man.
God. I mean, I thought you guys were going, you know, when I was, like, you know, 8, 9, some shit. Like, 13? Yeah, fucking hearing your nuts by that point.
It came out in 99. Well, let's see. It came out in 99. I was born in 86. So, 96, I was 10, right? So, yeah, 97. Oh, I guess it was 13. Yeah, I was 13.
Wow, CJ. I see you in a whole new light now, man.
What do you mean you see me in a whole new light?
Well, it's 13, man. You make some of your own decisions.
Really?
Not everything, obviously, but come on. Between watching like something as silly as fucking South Park and watching Wild Wild West, come on. Really?
Look, man, I had to think about it. And I did. I thought about it. It's like, if I see the movie, because I knew if Mama Bear asked me, I wouldn't be able to lie to her. I knew I wouldn't be able to, or stick to my guns about what I watch. I would have caved in. I already told you this. So what else you respect or understand about that?
I ain't respect a goddamn thing about this.
Just because I didn't want to go home make a
wish.
See, what you want to do is what the white man does.
Oh, God, here we go with your fucking rants.
You want me to go home and tell Mama Bear this.
Yeah,
and she will attack my father, a male black figure in my life, Cody.
Jesus Christ.
Attack a black figure and push him further away down a darkness, a rabbit hole of darkness of not able to communicate with him. Yeah. Because I betrayed his trust as a father for giving me the opportunity of seeing something. So I took the bullet, Cody. I took that Wild Wild West bullet.
Oh, that was a bullet, all right.
So my parents could continue to be civil human beings. Because knowing that this movie, this 90-minute movie, would have destroyed my life, I sacrificed, Cody. That's what you do.
I think the reason why you're such a fucked up individual today, CJ, all spawns back from 99, man. You picked the Wild Wild West over South Park, the movie. You fucked up. You fucked up big time, my friend.
Yeah.
God damn, it all makes sense now. All makes sense. If you didn't have the balls to stand up and say some shit and say, oh yeah, no, I didn't watch that. I watched, what was it, Wild Wild West? Well, you could have easily watched fucking South Park.
Easy. You know what she would have done?
What?
If I would have told her that?
What?
I don't know, man. She would have done something bad. Really? It would have been something pretty terrible.
Really? Something bad because her son watched a cartoon.
She was on her crazy time. Yeah.
Jesus fucking wow. Wow. I guess, CJ. Alright. I guess, man.
But anyway, I wasn't gonna let that happen again, Cody. So when the interview got canceled, I knew this was that whole incident happening again. And this time I'm a man, Cody. And I will stand up for my rights.
Oh yeah. Just now
movie.
Yeah, well, it only took you 15 years.
Well, yes, Cody.
Now I can make my own decision to watch the movie I want to watch. Ah, yes.
God, you're a cunt. Oh, God. Well, man, well, you got any questions, man?
Don't try to deflect.
So you're done trying to destroy the black household out there?
How am I trying to destroy the black?
Being a Michael Brown killer.
I'm just trying to make a teenager fucking live just at least a little bit, goddammit.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I bet you the one who told Mike Brown to go ahead and tear up that convenience store.
Yeah, it was all
me. He said, just live a little bit.
I was the one that told Trayvon Martin to wear that hoodie, too. It was all me.
Yeah, he got to look like you.
Oh, he does not around. Fucking look like. I don't look nothing like him, CJ.
If you put on a hoodie with some iced tea and some Skittles.
Oh God.
A dare ring.
See, that's some racist shit right there.
I don't think that's racist. You're
telling Mr. Foreign. I look nothing like that motherfucker. Anywho,
what do you got? Yeah.
Anywho, better reach out to our market. I suppose it's time for questions. I can stop grilling your bitch ass.
We watched fucking West Wild Wild West of South Park. You know, I'm a fucking 13-year-old
little bitch. Anyway, yeah, let's pull this up right now. With these questions. Comes from Darkest episode 53.
53?
53!
First one comes from Miss Amethyst Chaos, and she says, do you guys think the real reason, besides safety, Sony canceled the interview is because they just don't want any more of their information leaked?
I don't know. We got to ask P1 about this.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. I mean,
I don't know, I didn't read George Clooney's full article, but I think he was on the side of we should have our freedom of speech, we'll be able to release whatever the fuck we want, you know? It's not that big of a deal, because we release, people bring up the Team America comparisons when that came out, nothing happened. And I think this is pretty much in the same vein as that, so, I mean, I don't know. I get them taking precaution.
Whatever.
But at the same time, man, be proud of your product, man. Don't be pressured or fall into this hole of like, oh, you gotta hold this back because you don't want anything to happen. Man, I don't think this shit gonna happen, man. They already leaked all their shit, man. And so like, I think that's a bigger blow than what anything is gonna happen up at this point. So
yeah, nothing else is gonna be nothing else is gonna happen. You know, like if they put the movie out, that's on the people. If people choose to go see it, you know, stand up for it, then you know, they shouldn't be responsible at all.
Right.
And say for instance, something does happen, then you know what? Something happened. Bad stuff is going to happen. We can't live in fear.
Right.
Out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so push your product, man. Push your product, Sony. Yeah, especially right. You fucking Sony. Goddamn. And you know, push your...
Don't be like 13-year-old Chicago
yeah,
John.
Yeah. Have some hair.
Sneak it around.
Yeah. Make your own goddamn decision. Anyway.
Exactly.
I don't think just because they want any more information leaked, that's why they pulled it back. I don't think that's entirely the case, but I don't know. I really don't know what to say about Sony anymore. I don't think anybody does, so. Who knows? I don't even think P1 knows.
P1 emails. But, I've been searching for it, too.
I'm pretty sure about half of them going to be fuck CJ.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. At least half. I guarantee you. Next question comes from Miss Holly. And she says, oh, I just made my vote. Void, what the fuck? Void. My vote. I can't believe this is happening. This cannot be real. Tell me P1's Facebook post was bullshit. And you guys aren't going to war against not worth the kick in the ass. Oh, it's real, Miss Holly.
It is fucking real. This is happening.
Next week.
Next week. New Year's Eve. This shit is going down. I shit you not. It's reality. Those motherfuckers, man, they have no idea. Got no fucking clue. They talk all this shit they want. I want them to boost their ego. I really do want them to boost their fucking ego, man. It's gonna make their fucking downfall that much sweeter. And I can't wait to see that and hear it. While drinking at the same time. It is going to be fucking glorious. It is going to be fucking glorious. Oh, I can't wait. Can't fucking wait.
Yep, I'll make sure I do my my research as well. So I'm ready. I'll be ready. Holly.
Research.
Speaking of research, I forgot to mention this earlier too. I did see the that Batman Arkham Asylum or Attack of Arkham.
Assault on Arkham.
Yeah, Assault on Arkham. Yeah, we gotta do a movie spoiler about that one day. So.
Maybe if you actually stick to the movie you fucking picked when you stay on schedule, well, that could be a movie you pick and we'll review.
There we go.
I haven't seen it yet. I wouldn't mind watching it, so that'd be cool.
Then let's do it.
All right. Next question comes from Rodrigo. He says, interesting that P1 will be the referee seeing how he's been on both shows. Do you guys think you should bribe him or will P1 call it down the middle? Oh, Rodrigo, my friend. There will be no bribing needed. I think this conclusion is pretty much inevitable. You got fucking Shredder going up against Dr. Doom. Do I need to say any more? I mean, really? Yeah, I think even P1 knows how this is going to fucking end. I think deep down inside, the guys from down under, I think they also know how this is going to fucking end. They're just playing face with this bullshit that they're trying to keep pushing. So, hey, that's okay. I let them keep their happiness for now, but come New Year's Eve, that shit's all going to end. It's all going to come tumbling down like a ton of fucking bricks. You got anything to say about that, CJ?
Wayne, I don't know why you started this. Why did you start this?
I really don't know why he opened up his fucking mouth about this either. Man, I really don't. I really don't. Probably one of the biggest fucking mistakes you'll ever fucking make, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna, yeah, you're gonna regret this shit the rest of your fucking life. Yeah, you're gonna look back on that. I saw your little post earlier, too, about the year-end Facebook shit, about how 2014 was, like, the worst year you ever had. Oh, yeah, just wait to 2015, motherfucker. Kick this shit off right, you son of a bitch.
Or you're gonna end this year.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna be on your head for the entire year, you son of a bitch. Probably longer.
Yeah.
This is gonna haunt you, Wayne. This will fucking haunt you. I shit you not. This is gonna be your fucking nightmare. You're gonna be waking up to this shit in a cold sweat. You're fucking boogeyman, goddammit. You're fucking boogeyman. Anyway.
Alright, champ. Alright.
Last question comes from Daryl. And he says, hey, CJ, how do you feel about Tommy taking your job over at DoubleToasted.com? I personally think you would have been a better fit, but that's just me.
I get to ask me that.
Damn, you gonna say some shit?
Tommy's a fine candidate.
See, that
job.
Spit it out, man. What's going on? Say it. Come on, CJ. Come on.
Tommy is fine. He's a fine guy.
You're not 13-year-old CJ anymore. You can speak your mind, sir.
Oh, man. Tommy living there in Austin. I'm not there. I'm living in but fuck nowhere up here in Ohio. You know, you make these decisions and life decisions and stuff. You got to live by them.
That's true.
You know, you can't get upset about the shoulda, woulda, couldas out there. So, yeah. You know, so I wish Tommy the best of luck and everything. I'm friends with him on Facebook, so it's all good.
Man, it sounds like you're holding back a lot.
Nope.
It sounds like you're holding back a whole lot, CJ. I don't want you to do that. I want you to
definitely not.
CJ, I don't want you to ball back into that 13-year-old, man. Come on, speak your mind, man. Come on. It's okay, CJ. You know we talk a lot of shit in this podcast. It's a free form discussion. So you can say whatever you want, my friend.
Yeah, so it's all good, you know, maybe next time for me. Maybe when Double Toasted go down, they got to do another Kickstarter. I'll be down there this time to support them. All
right. Yeah, I could easily see you filling that role easily. So, though I do like my boy Tom. I like Tom, man. He's fun. But although he did pull a U that past show, I'm miscommunicating the shit, making up excuses. They're like, God damn, these motherfuckers are not that far apart. Wow. Oh, yeah, man.
Let me get all our stories out.
Yeah, that's it, man. That is it.
Woo!
Woo!
Next week is Thanksgiving. What do you want for Thanksgiving, Cody?
I think that was last month, but okay.
God darn it. What is that? Christmas. Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
Man, as far as material things go, I pretty much have everything I want, man. So, hey, if somebody wants to buy me more beer, I'm cool with that, man. I'll be happy. I'm a simple son of a bitch. So, hey, there you go.
Okay.
What about you?
About the same. I think I kind of want a new laptop so I can probably get to some fool around with some editing or something like that. Maybe get like a Sony. I always wanted to get a Sony laptop.
No, don't get Sony.
I'm just saying, just because I got the Blu-ray players.
No, don't get Sony. Get something else.
Get something else.
Yeah, get something else. Yes, it's much better than this.
Yeah. I got to get my gifts for Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know what I'm going to get her. So
you can get a South Park DVD. Okay, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so, well, I mean, I guess everybody will thank y'all for listening.
Yes, you know? Thank you for listening to this not-so-Christmas edition episode of The Darkness. It's funny because the last episode was more Christmassy than this shit, but hey.
Right.
Who cares? Hey, freeform discussion. Fuck y'all. Anyway.
And then, you know what, next week, we should do a top the best of and worst of movies of this year that we saw.
I like your best of worst. I'm already doing one with P1, but we can talk about yours. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'll make sure I get a best of the worst out there.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, Chili, if you're going to do that, then also people get ready for the awesome fight that's going to happen on New Year's Day.
Yes, people. Yes, before we go, let me say one more thing, people. Do not forget, fuck Wayne, fuck Luke, fuck Not Worth Kicking the Ass, people. Vote for Team Darkness and Team Doom, people. It is the right choice. Not only is it the right choice, it is the only fucking choice. Because we, you know who we're backing, people? That's right. Dr. Motherfucking Doom. A villain of worth. A villain with so many accolades, so much history. So much going for him, unlike that other motherfucker wearing the tin can. So people, do the right thing. Vote. Be happy. Be on Team Darkness. That is it. Alright, bye, CJ.
Yes, that is it. So thank you guys for coming and listening, and I hope you guys have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Christmas. Thank you, my
lady. You spoil the bastards, and remember, Team Doom.
There you go. Peace out, everybody.
Lady, you beautiful bastards. Fuck Shredder.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.